workers in the Review and Herald office, and Southern Publishing Association. St. Helena, California, October 6, 1908. To the workers in the Review and Herald office and Southern Publishing Association. As a people, we need to come up on a higher platform. In our printing offices in Washington and Nashville, there is a work to be done that will bring in a clear and holy atmosphere. There must be a cleansing from every selfish principle. Narrow, self-conceived ideas must not bear rule. They must be purged away. When the workers hunger for the incoming of pure, uplifting principles, the salvation of God will be revealed, and He will be glorified. Let the workers in the publishing houses rid themselves of every species of selfishness. When each one is willing to give to his brother the right of way that he desires for himself, then God can be glorified in his institutions. For years, some have been binding themselves about with selfish desires as with hoops of steel. Self and selfishness has figured largely in their work, but such a spirit is dishonoring to God. I am instructed to say that those who retain such a spirit and hold such principles cannot be accepted by Christ as laborers together with Him for the glory of God. Men may be placed in high positions of trust in the cause of God, but they can claim nothing from Him unless they practice His word and rule in righteousness, seeking to copy the example of the meek and lowly Jesus. The leader in the work, as verily as the humblest lay member, is dependent upon God for power to exercise a pure, uplifting influence. The Lord says to the workers in Washington and Nashville, "Review your operations. You must rise above every cheap and selfish principle and be imbued with the Spirit of God." Unless the workers experience the daily converting power of God upon their hearts and lives, they will not be pleased to meet the record of their deeds before the bar of God, when every man will be rewarded according as his works have been.